what got you into the acting? Because it seems like, you know, well, tell me your story, because you started in have a military background, correct?
Exactly. See, long time ago. Back in 92 is when I first got into the military. Mm-hmm. But the thing about acting.
What branch?
U.S. Army. Did 24 years of service.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, man. It mm-hmm. was, hey, it's what I signed up for, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I grew up in a house where I have, you know, fortunately I have both parents, and my father's a minister and a Marine, and mm-hmm. my mom was a Bible thumper, and she didn't play that. I have two other brothers, and what the main thing was, they wanted to make sure that we had the best in life.
And you were the youngest?
No, I'm the oldest. Okay. I have two younger brothers. One's in, he's in Arkansas. Okay. He has his own counseling firm, and my youngest brother, I call him my little big brother, because he's like 6'3",
uh-huh.
and real stocky.
Yeah.
He does a job for the government that I can't even mention. But he's in there. So my main thing was I always wanted to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up in the times where, you know, TV watching was there. You go outside and play, but that TV watching was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had the opportunity, my father was like, listen, he said, if you really are into acting, go be in the military. Make sure you have that stability, so when you do, you won't be out there struggling. You know, it mm-hmm. might take some few years, but have that as your first priority. So I listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I joined the military at age 17.
Mm-hmm.
I went everywhere, all over the world. I mean, from, you know, I was started at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That was my very first place, besides Fort Leavenworth, Missouri, for basic training.
Right.
Got that shock. I realized that's when they could touch the drill sergeant, so really touch you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got stuffed in wall lockers, brother.
Wow.
They used to stuff me in a wall locker, like the drill sergeant. So yeah, wow, yeah, they can put crazy. Their hands on you. So, but I like that structure, and I stayed with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I stayed with it, because 24 years later, it's still manifesting itself. I've been well taken care of. Mm-hmm. I'm a people person.
Right. You know?
So when it came down to acting, 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
almost 7 years ago, I saw my window opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was retiring. I had my mindset to retire. It was a situation where I needed to retire.
Does that the goal to stop at a certain point and go into acting? Did you ever like just want to do military and take it all the way to the top? Or you had it in your mind that, okay, I'm going to do this for a certain amount of time and then jump into acting?
Honestly, I wanted to stay in the military until I became a sergeant major of the Army. I was that gung-ho about the military, uh-huh. about this still. But you know what? Life has its changes, and mm-hmm. You might have plans, but God might have a different plan for you.
Right.
So what I thought was something that was hurting me and was being taken away from me was actually a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally understood why I couldn't retire the way I wanted to retire. So I've retired early.
Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on the situation that made you make this change?
Well, one day I woke up and didn't want to wear the uniform anymore.
Mm.
And it was all because, you know, we had a camaraderie amongst your fellow soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Then that can change a person. All right? It can change a person. So, you know, you feel like, hey, should I continue on with this?
Mm-hmm.
Or you continue on this not knowing? If you really have the support of the people around you,
mm-hmm.
or do you keep on, or you change your outlook? Now, I don't mean not everybody didn't have that support for me.
Right.
But once that kink is in your arm, that little thing that makes you think in your head, it grows like cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to, hey, at that moment, it was time to move on to something different, you know?
Right.
So when I made that decision,
mm-hmm.
that's when I said, okay, I was in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I'm in Gulfport, Mississippi, mm-hmm. South Mississippi. We're close to New Orleans.
Right.
And New Orleans had the film industry going on at the time. It was a Hollywood South at the time.
Right.
And that's why I started it. 2013 was G.I. Joe Retaliation. It was the very, very first film I was ever on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so in New Orleans was your first opportunity.
Exactly. That was my first opportunity.
Got
yes.
it.
And I took it serious. I went to NOLA acting school
mm-hmm.
there so I could understand, because I know you just can't go on the camera to start acting.
Right.
You know, so I went and got myself trained, started as a background artist. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to start from somewhere.
Right.
And a lot of people take away from that, but you got to start as a background artist. You learn exactly. a lot as a background artist. So,
mm-hmm.
and I just grew from there until I got my first speaking role,
mm-hmm.
Which happened in New Orleans.
Okay.
It was a comedy called Left Alone.
Nice.
I played a dumb robber, man. Like, he was like the guy you do not want to be with you.
Yeah.
He's the one gonna snitch on himself before it even happens. You know? So,
wait, how many background roles did you do before you got a speaking role?
For me, fortunately, and I say fortunately,
mm-hmm.
I did 15.
Okay.
Background roles until that speaking role came.
Nice.
And during those 15 background roles, all I was doing was networking.
Nice, as you said.
That's the reason why it happened, because I was networking. I was like, listen, what do you got? What project are you on? What project are you on? And so that's how I got myself into it. Mm-hmm. And then more and more I was on set, the more and more I kept meeting the A-list actors like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jamie Foxx and Will Smith and Denzel. Once I started seeing them face to face, that hunger was grew more and more and more. Right. I was like, I knew I could do this.
Like it's possible.
Exactly, man. It was fun, man. It was fun. Still fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man.